Thank Lord Jesus Christ that we can worship the true God in heaven. Let's turn to John chapter 11. John chapter 11, verse 3. Chapter 11, verse 3. So the sisters, meaning Martha and Mary, sent word to Lord Jesus saying, "So the Lord, the one you love, is sick." So I'd like to use this topic, "The one you love is sick," for our encouragement today. And when I traveled from New Delhi back to San Diego, Chicago, and I was watching CNN in the airport. And there was a report that said there was a lot of Americans who were getting sick.
加州特别是区域性的相当区域性有它的严重性，有些州是全面性的严重性，全面的跟区域的，interstate and regional.
There are regional sicknesses and statewide sicknesses.
加州是属于区域性的那种严重的程度。And
in Southern California is the we have there's a lot of regional sicknesses.
回到家里面，或者到我们家50%。
And when I came back home, I found that more than 50% of my family were coughing. Some of my children, they had high fevers and could not make it to school. And there was also the son of another, or child of another brother who constantly vomited, and they did not know the reason, had to send him to the hospital. And there are also other sisters who are also ill. A question popped into my head that if one of whom we love is sick, what should we do? I'd like to use a biblical perspective to talk about why people are sick. What are the unique characteristics of sickness? And what should we do when someone is sick? And of course, when I talk about why we get sick, I will not go into the medical perspective. And all the way from the Garden of Eden to the flood, there was never a mention of a person getting sick. We all know that above the earth there was a layer of water. So we can say that the earth was insulated with water. So when God put on the clothes for Adam, it was not because of the cold, but rather it was to cover his nakedness. And at that time, the people all lived very long. And Methuselah lived the longest. So we find that there is never a record of a person getting sick.
那洪水之后呢, 第一个生病的记录就是当人年纪老的时候, 那病就来了。
And after the flood, we find that after men and women grow old, they become weaker in health.
因为当这个地球产生变化，那时候人呐、啊、就开始有这个春夏秋冬有四季啊，那我问题也就多了一点点了。
And after the flood, there are also seasons of spring, autumn, summer, and winter, and there are more problems that arose.
那世界上地的第一个生病的就是雅各。
And the first person that were sick was Jacob.
因为他年纪大了。
Because he grew old.
我们来看一下创世纪的四十八章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 48.
创世纪的四十八章。
Genesis chapter 48.
第一节到第二节
Verses 1 and 2.
四十八章第一节到第二节
Genesis chapter 48, verses 1 and 2.
你麦克呢？
Genesis chapter 48, verse 1.
不是，你那个麦克。Sorry.
Sorry.
这时候雅各大概有147岁了。
And about this time, Jacob was probably 147 years old.
当时人的平均岁数在洪水以后大约是120岁。
And the length of a man's lifespan is about 120 after the flood.
所以147这个时候应该是相当老了。
So for someone to live past, for someone to live up to 147, this is very old.
圣经上特别提到说，他坐起来是很勉强的，让自己坐起来。
And the Bible says that Israel had to rally all his strength to sit up.
虽然他体力不是很好，但是他精神非常的好。
That even though he was a little weak, but he still had a strong spirit.
所以他跟他的孙子祝福的时候呢，故意就交叉手，马拉西把他。变成这伊瓦莲把他祝福成长子，马拉西本来是长子，把他祝福成次子。
And we see that he had a very keen mind, and that's why during blessing he crossed his hands so that he blessed Ephraim as the oldest.
他爸爸说不对了，不对了，他说就是这样，就是这样。
And their father Joseph said, Manasseh is the oldest, but Israel was firm in his blessing.
所以看到人老了，真的是。自然啊，有的人就会生病。
And truly, as a man age, sicknesses will come.
那也不是说你这个人呢，一辈子服侍神哦，你老的时候就不会生病。
It doesn't mean that if we spend our lifetime serving God, when we grow old, we will not become sick.
我们来看，或者是说不会病死哈。
Or we will not die of sickness.
我们来看列王记下的十三章十四节。
Let's turn to 2 Kings.
列王记下的十三章十四节。
2 Kings chapter 13, verse 14.
十三章十四节。
Chapter 13, verse 14.
Amy, 请你。列王记下十三章十四节。
Second Kings, chapter 13, verse 14.
以利沙一辈子为神工作。
Elisha spent his life working for the Lord.
经上讲他是以色列的战车马兵。
The Bible describes him as the chariots and horsemen of Israel.
那小丽看自己看这里，他的年纪应该有一些了了哈。他说他是生了重病死的，他可以行很多的神迹，甚至让死人复活，但是自己也在重病当中死掉。
And we can see during Elisha's lifetime that he did many miraculous deeds, resurrected or raised people from the dead.But still, he was suffering from illness from which he died.
我在教会看到一位工人呢。
And in church, I saw a church worker.
他在台湾山地建立很多的教会。
I saw that he established many churches in Taiwan.
听说他年老的时候也中风。
But as he grew older, he had a stroke.
那中风拖了好几年。
And the stroke lasted many years.
有人跟我说他在床上看起来像一只瞎子。
And people described him lying on the bed as and he was blind.
看一只瞎子一个。
As a shrimp.
Yeah. 他的儿子每天去看他。
And his sons visited him every day.
那他都好像很多话要跟他儿子讲啊。
And it seemed like he had many words to tell his son.
但是啊，他嘴巴说不出口啊。
But yet he cannot speak a word. And praise God that he was called back to the Lord.
And
it seemed like becoming sick is something very natural. And the Bible also says that sickness may also be connected with our sins.
我们看生命记的28章59节到61节。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 28.
生命记28章59节。
Deuteronomy chapter 28 verses 59.
28章59节到61节。
Deuteronomy chapter 28 verses 59 to 61.
Andrew.
And here in Deuteronomy, it emphasizes that if we follow God's command, we'll receive many blessings generation to generation.
那他要从反面来讲, 如果一个人不遵守这书上一切的话,
and it also speaks of those who do not obey the commandments, what will happen to them?
神就必将其灾, 就是自大, 自长,
God will send prolonged disasters and severe and lingering illnesses onto people.
自重自久,
and the illnesses will be severe and lingering. And even the diseases of Egypt will be given to the people.
什么叫埃及人的病?
What are the diseases of Egypt?
我们翻过来,
Let's look at chapter 28. Chapter
28, verse 27. Andrew.
It seems like in Egypt there are many skin diseases. And there are many boils and sores.
我知道每个民族啊, 他们有他们特殊的一个环境啊，他们生的病可能真的不是不一样。
And maybe because of their environment, their sicknesses are a little different.
我到印度去啊，他们跟我们讲说，印度人不会生痔疮。
And
痔疮就是 hemorrhage.
And while I was visiting India, they told me that people in India usually do not have hemorrhages.
为什么呢?
Why is it?
因为他们不用卫生纸。
Because they do not use paper.
用手最干净。
And rather, they wipe themselves with their hand.
所以他们都没有人生痔疮, 这是他们说的啊。
And therefore, they would not have hemorrhages, and that's what they say.
那他说印度人到底生什么病呢?
But what kind of diseases affects India, those in India?
你到每个民族去, 他们都有一些很奇特的地方啊,
and when we visit different culture or nations, we see that there are many special characteristics.
我去那个印度那个南部, 没有一个印度男人不留胡子, 奇怪, 每个人都有,
and I visited the southern part of India, and there every a male had a beard. And,
那几乎每个男人都有个小肚子啊。
And also every the smaller men had a
not smaller, every man have a smaller 小肚子.
And every man also had a little pot belly.
为什么呢?
And why was it?
我才知道原来哦，他们这里吃饭晚上吃饭大概都是九点半十点，就是要睡觉之前吃饭.
And it was it might have been because every time they had to eat dinner was about it was right before they slept around 9:30 or 10:30.
那他们吃的饭哦，真的他们是用手吗？就是把那个很多饭哦放在那个香蕉叶上面。
And they had a great feast, and all the food was placed on banana leaves.
Not great feast. 他们有很多 rice, just rice.
Or they had a lot of rice, and it was all placed on banana leaves.
那他那个分量，我吃我看，我大概可以吃三餐，他们一餐就把它吃下去了。
And I looked at all the food, and perhaps it would take me 3 meals to eat all of it, but they ate it all in one.
他们这里存了很多的 sugar 在里面了, sugar.
And they probably stored a lot of the sugar in their.
所以我听说印度人哦，这个糖尿病的很多了。
And that's why there are also, I heard that there are also a lot of diabetics in India.
And that's why
different nations will have their own sicknesses that affect them. And just like how the here it mentions that the sicknesses of Egypt will land upon the Israelites. And here it seems like sicknesses may be connected with sins. And because in the Garden of Eden there was no sin, therefore the people would not get sick. Later on, God will use sicknesses as a punishment for people's sin.
那如果真的是这样的话, 这种人一受洗之后, 他罪没有了, 病就结束了。
And because of this, many people who are baptized, their sicknesses will leave them.
这在我们教会也有看到一些例子。
And we have seen many examples in our church.
但是呢, 是不是所有的病都跟罪有关系呢?
But does that mean all sicknesses are connected to sin?
不一定。
This is not necessarily so.
因为在约翰福音第九章, 有一个生来瞎眼的人, 他们就问耶稣基督一个问题。
And because in John chapter 9, there was a man born blind, and they asked Lord Jesus a question.
他说这个孩子啊, 从小就瞎眼, 是他有犯罪呢, 还是他父母亲犯罪呢?
And they asked the Lord that this person was born blind ever since he was born blind, is this because of his sin or his parents' sin?
耶稣说都不是, 不是他的罪, 也不是他父母亲的罪。
And the Lord Jesus said that neither this sickness is not because of his sin nor his parents.
是为了要让耶稣的名得到荣耀,
but rather is for the glory of God.
所以病可能跟罪有关系。
So sicknesses may be connected with sin.
比如说大卫跟别示巴生的孩子, 这个是最终的产物, 神就击打这个孩子。
Just like how David committed sin with Bathsheba, God struck down the son that was born.
比如说同性恋是不对的, 神就用那些没有办法医治的病来处罚这 来对付这样的一种行为。
Just like homosexuality is wrong, and God uses diseases to carry out his punishment.
所以病可能跟罪有关系。
So there is a possibility that sin or sicknesses may be connected with sin.
那么圣经跟我们讲，病也跟我们的饮食有关系。
And sicknesses may also be connected with the food we eat.
我们看一下出埃及记的23章25节。
Let's turn to Exodus.
23章25节。
Exodus chapter 23, verse 25.
23章25节。
Exodus chapter 23, verse 25.
23章25节。
Chapter 23, verse 25.
小炮请你。 这边特别把这个你的水跟你的粮跟疾病连在一起啊。
Here it seems like it connects sickness from our food and water.
所以真的当一个人的饮食习惯出问题，他的身体抵抗力就会出问题，那就更容易遭受更容易生病。
And if a person eats bad food, it may cause problems in their health.
应该是这样的哈，这个圣经上这样跟我们讲的。
And the Bible tells us this.
我小弟刚去印度的时候，就是吃他们的印度食物嘛。And
when I first arrived in India, I ate their food.
那个实在是没有说特别的爱吃他们的食物了。And
I do not have a particular fondness of Indian food.
因为他们有很多 sauce 啊，哦，辣的啦，有的绿色的，有的黄色的，有的一大堆 sauce 啊，就是他们就是基本上他们是什么白饭加 sauce 这样子，那就这样吃啊。
And because they have many different flavored and colored sauces, and they use the sauces to eat it with rice.
那我想说到最后两天了，我说，哎，我可以拒绝吃他们的食物。
And after 2 days, I wanted to stop.
没有，就是因为我剩下两天就要回美国了嘛。
Or there are 2 days left, so I was hoping I would not have to eat their food.
不用勉强自己吃他们的食物了。
That I will not force myself to eat their food.
因为有些同工他们从马来西亚来后， 他们已经回去了，他们留下一些肉松了，他们有从带一些肉松来了。And
it's because there are also some workers or church workers that came from Malaysia, and they brought some shredded dried pork.
那我说啊，那我就是白饭加肉松，这样就可以吃了吗？就两天就直接就可以吗
？Or and I could eat this dried pork with rice and for the next 2 days.
后来才发觉到说哈，你不注意你的饮食哈，其实我看他们很多寿司哦，对他们当季的病菌是有功效的。
And I found that if we're not careful with the food we eat, especially I found that the sauces are related to their health. Their health.
因为你有你在那边感染他们的病菌嘛，啊，他们的东西事实上是有杀他们病菌的功效的，那你又不吃，那所以最后两天就身体情况就比较差一点了。
That for some reason their sauces had different spices or their things in it that helped their immunity. Therefore, when we stop eating the food in that region, we might become sick.
这是我这次的体验了哈。
This is some of the experiences I had this time.
有时候我们到非洲去啊，他们拿出来的水，你要特别问有没有煮过。
And also when we visit Africa, we have to ask the people there whether or not the water had been boiled.
如果有机会，我们要带自己的矿泉水到处跑。
Or we should carry our own water with us when we travel.
为什么？因为那个病跟这边提到的嘛，就是跟我们的粮跟水是有绝对关系的。
And it is because our sicknesses may be connected with food and water.
所以这是我们可以用现在很多人聪明啊，都饮食疗法来调理自己的身体。
And people are very clever now that they use food and water to
use food to adjust our body, huh?
To adjust our bodies.
有一次我跟一个很强壮的传道同工啊。
And one time I was working with a very a strong pastor.
我就跟他说，哎，你那个这么有体力，你的秘诀在哪里啊？
And I said that I asked the pastor, where does your strength come from?
他说他怎么看那个老长老怎么吃怎么作息。
And he said that he watches how the elders eat.
那个老长老哦，那个什么，饭前一杯水，饭后走百步。
And this elder, he saw that the elder drank a cup of water before his meal and also walked 100 steps after his meal.
我说奇怪，为什么饭前一杯水？
And then I asked him, why does he drink a cup of water before his meal?
这样你就不会吃太多嘛。
And he said, that way he will not eat too much in the meal.
那当然，饭后走百步这个大家都知道。
And of course, walking after we eat is something very healthy.
我特别注意到有些工人特别喜欢吃那个柠檬，奇怪，到哪里都要去找柠檬。
And I also found that there are a lot of church workers who like to eat lemons.
他们说这种东西是酸的，但是吃到里面去会变碱的。那如果是碱性的身体，会是比较健康的身体。这个都不是圣经哦，都是我听他们说的。
And even though this may not be from the Bible, but they say that when we eat the lemon, it may be acidic when we eat it, but it'll turn basic in our stomach.
那总之从这样看起来，实在是健康啊。真的是跟我们的粮跟水是有关系的。
And truly, we can see that our health is connected with the food and water we eat and drink.
那无论人为什么会生病啊，其中有一个原因就是为了要让神得到荣耀。
And another reason for us why we become sick is it may be for God to be glorified.
我们看约翰福音的十一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 1 or chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章。
John chapter 11.
第三节到第四节。
Verses 3 to 4.
十一章三节到四节 ，double.
John chapter 11, verses 3 to 4.
耶稣特别提到，他这个拉撒路会生病啊，是为了让神得到荣耀。
Here speaks that Lazarus was sick so, was so that God may be glorified.
因为拉撒路后来主耶稣故意迟到让他死了，又在死了三天之后让他复活。那这件事情呢，死复活让耶稣神的名耶稣的名得到大荣耀。
Where God allowed Lazarus to die and after 3 days raised him from the dead. And all of this glorified God's name.
你知道吗？当时耶稣差遣门徒传福音的一个很重要的工具是什么？
And what was one of the important tools that Lord Jesus gave to the disciples when they preached?
叫他们到各城各乡去，首先要做的就是医治病人。
That they told him, Lord Jesus told them to go to cities so that they can heal the sick.
然后呢，借着这样的一个方法来传福音。
And then to use this to preach the gospel.
你知道，我们知道说，在古代里面呢、啊，其实医学常识是最近的一些文明哦，是近几百年来大家才知道的。
And the the study of medicine is something that advanced just recently.
那刚开始最文明，我看了一些报道，是从埃及开始的。所以你看那个约瑟的爸爸是埃及的医生来料理他的后事的。
But it began a very long time ago, and we can see the example of Egypt.Where people were healed using medicine.
The most famous doctor originally come from Egyptian, huh? 就是最有医学的开始比较有名的，就从埃及这个地方开始的。
Where the most famous doctor started in Egypt.
后来就传到罗马的这个世界。
And later on, the science was taken up by the Romans.
古代的那些祭司啊，都要负担一些医疗的一些工作，古代的祭司。
And the ancient priests had to understand a little bit about medicine.
因为古代的人，他们生病没有地方可以去了。
Because the people in the ancient times, they had no one to turn to when they were sick.
当然，到罗马时代的时候呢，就有一些医生出现，然后说耶稣又特别提到说生病的需要医生啊。
And in the Roman society, that is when the doctors started emerging, and that's why Lord Jesus said that the sick may have to seek a doctor.
但是那个是不普及的，所以门徒出去的一个重要工作就是医病祷告，靠着祷告为人医病。
And those were not very abundant. That's why the disciples they had to pray to heal the sick.
这样的一个想法，在我们现在的科技里面，这个想法已经没有，大家都把它淡化了，因为医生都已经代替了这样的一个工作了。
But today, not many people think like this because the doctors have replaced the what the disciples did.
但是我们相信主要医生没有办法的耶稣愿意在真耶稣教会，主耶稣都有办法。
And we have to understand that when a doctor cannot heal us, then but God can heal us in a true Jesus church.
这是我们的信心啊。
And this is through our faith.
我们信心大，我们得的恩典就多。
If our faith, if we have great faith, then our blessings will also be great.
然后神就得到很大的荣耀。
And God's glory will also be great.
最近我们在看到教会啊，真的，我看到一个小朋友，我觉得他真的好像重生了一样。
And
我们的这个教会。
And I see that in this church, there seem are a little are a youth, they seem to have been reborn.
真的，我看他，哇，怎么变得这么多啊？
Where a youth seemed to have changed greatly.
真的是神的一个恩惠，奇妙的带领啊。
And this is truly through the guidance of God.
所以病是为了让神得到荣耀。
First is so that God's name will be glorified.
因为神在这个当中工作，大家都看得见呢。
Because when God works with His church, everyone can see it.
所以这是生病的一个神的一个让人生病的一个目的之一，就是要让神得荣耀。
And for people to be sick is one of the reasons is for that God's name will be glorified.
我们看第二福音十三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 13.
十三章的三十五节。
John chapter 13, verse 35.
神要在我们彼此相爱的时候呢，也得到荣耀。
And God will also be glorified when we show love to one another.
三十五节。
Chapter 13, verse 35.
And
when we have a loving heart, all people will know that we are the disciples of Christ.
And
when all people know that we are His disciples, Lord Jesus will be
glorified. And
truly, in times of sickness, there are brothers and sisters who have shown great love.To those who are sick, and there was a brother at a seminar.
那因为他很累嘛，他就躺在这个后面椅子上面休息。
And because he was very tired, he was he laid upon the back pew.
突然之间不晓得有个弟兄来前面送了一个纸条。
And there was a brother sister who left him a note.
他起来就看那个纸条，他一读，他说呢，咳嗽的时候，请你不要吃鱼或吃水果。
And on this note, it said that when you are coughing, try to stay away from fruits and fish. And the brother didn't believe this at first. And saying that, is coughing really related to what I eat? But yet he still felt very touched. That he just had to cough a few times, and the care of the brothers and sisters appeared.
而且弟兄姐妹在弟兄姐妹生病的时候，特地到他的家里面去，把他们家那个秘方祖传的，或者是自己做的，通通搬出来了。哎，你就是这个。
And then when he was at home, there are brothers and sisters who went to his house and cooked for him.
不是 cook 啦。
Or
也有人这样 cook 的，也有啦，也有人真的，有的姐妹真的是脚断了，没办法煮，真的有的姐妹就住到他们家去帮她煮饭，也有的。
And yes, there is sisters and brothers who would cook for those who are ill.
就会知道说，这个当我们彼此有患难，有一种关怀的一种产生呢，那么神的名就在我们当中得到荣耀了。
And truly, when we have a heart that shows a love and care, then God's name will be glorified.
这也算感动人的。
And it's very touching.
我最近也被一件事情感动到。
And recently I was also touched.
我们一个姐妹一位先生啊，他先生没有信主啊。
There is a sister whose husband is not a believer.
那这个先生以前哦，常常打他，不让他来教会的。就是在早期很早期的时候。
And very early in their marriage, that the husband would often stop her from coming to church and would also hit her.
那现在这位先生老了哦，身体上有毛病。但是没有保险。
But now her husband has grown old in age and has many problems and does not have insurance.
真的很多有些家庭就联合起来说，哎呀，这个很那么可怜，我们就联合起来啊，出一张支票啊，让他回去自己的故乡啊，那边有保险嘛，回去自己的故乡去医病。
That and then there are some brothers and sisters who collected a pool of funds where they wanted to fly her husband back to.His hometown, and there he had medical insurance.
可是弟兄原来都不来聚会的，看到这样的爱心哦，他没有接受这个爱心，他没有接受。但是因为这个爱心也感动他，以后就常常来参加我们的聚会。
And even though he would not take the love that was given to him, but this touched him so that he would come to service.
所以病是为了要让神得荣耀。
So we can see that sicknesses may occur so that God will be glorified.
那我们再来看看病，它本身有个特色。
And let's look at the unique characteristics of sickness.
就是连累。
And that is the tears.
连累就是。
Or that is the
influence to others.
Influence to others.
你看那个拉撒路一生病了，哇，这个马大跟玛利亚就急了。
And we can see that once Lazarus was sick, Martha and Mary was very anxious.
那是一种爱的负担呢。
And this is a burden of love.
所以有时候生病不是个人的事，你会到整个家庭都会受影响。
So when one person is sick, it's not just that one person is sick, but it affects all family members.
甚至整个教会也会受影响。
Or even affects all of church.
因为圣经讲说，一个肢体痛，其他的肢体怎么可能不痛呢？
Because the Bible tells us that if one part of our body is in pain, won't the whole body feel the pain?
这种连累哦，在残酷的世界是非常可怜的。
And this influence is often very sad.
我们来在outside the world 哈，我们看撒母耳记上三十章十三节。
Let's turn to First Samuel.
撒母耳记上。
First Samuel chapter 13.
三十章十三节。
Sorry, First Samuel chapter 30, verse 13.
三十章十三节，原先地方给你。
First Samuel chapter 30, verse 13.And here it says that because this person was sick, the master abandoned him. And because he was a slave of someone else, and they were all, and as a Amalekite, they were always fighting in wars.
你知道吗？在部队里面，如果有一个伤兵啊，这会影响到整体的战力啊。
And if they're in an army, if there's a sick soldier, it might affect the entire army. And that's why in the ancient times, there are no helicopters to take the sick soldier to the medic area, but they just left them behind. Or they killed them. And this is something very pitiful. Because oftentimes sicknesses will be a burden.
尤其是日久的病，就是缠绵很久的病。
Especially sicknesses that last over a long period of time.
历代志下二十一章十九节。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles.
二十一章十九节。
Chapter 21, verse 19. Second Chronicles, chapter 21, verse 19.
英文好像没有这个意思，但中文很清楚，他患此病啊，缠绵日久，就是说这个病啊，让他这个缠累他很久的时间了、
啊。And it might not, and says, in the course of time, in the English Bible and the Chinese Bible, it says that this illness lasted for a long period of time.
啊，就是两年了、啊、
Which is 2 years.
真的有时候病久了哦，哦，对家人来讲是相当大的一个辛苦、啊。
And truly, illness that lasts a long period of time is very difficult.
啊，有个姐妹她很瘦小。细小，细细小小的。
And there is a sister who is very small and skinny.
Yeah, small and skinny. 那她婆婆啊，中风啊。
And her grandmother, mother-in-law, was had stroke.
我不晓得有没有听错，她为了照顾这个婆婆，这样背进背出哈、哦，在乡下的地方背了十几年，背她婆婆。
And if my memory serves me correctly, she had to carry her mother-in-law back and forth.In her town.
Yeah, more than decades.
For more than decades.
所以他就变成祷告。
So she prayed to God.
我说神啊，以后什么病都可以得啊，就是不要中风。
And she said that, may I receive any sickness? I just don't want a stroke.
因为他知道这个对家影响太大了。
Because she knows how the stroke affects the entire family.
他八十几岁也中风。对他后来八十几岁也中风。
And when she was 80 some years old, she also had a stroke.
好像神没有听他讲，听他这方面的祷告。
And it seems like God did not listen to her prayer.
可是我说有时候觉得，如果我是神，我也不知道怎么听呢。
And sometimes think that if I was God, I don't know, what I should do.
因为有的人哦，你祷告这样要早点走，真的有的人真的祷告要早点走。有个姐妹她就说，哎呀，这个哦，这个病拖久了不好啦，主耶稣啊，我最好像我的亲戚哦，倒下去就死，这样最好啦。
And there are some, because as God, there are some people who pray that they want to die earlier, especially those who are sick. For example, there's a sister who prayed that may she die quickly, and this happened. And she was walking her bike, and she was hit by a car.And her head hit the pavement, and she passed away.
可是我就看到她走得这么好，她轻松啦。那家人不轻松哎，家人没有办法接受哎，怎么昨天还有说有效，没有什么毛病，怎么今天就走了？这个有时候我说神也很难听，到底要怎么听你祷告呢？让你早走，你家里也受不了；让你晚走，我看你家里也被连累。哎呀，真难过，不晓得怎么听你们祷告。
And this is a quandary to God because when he listens to her prayer and she passed away very quickly, her whole family was influenced and they were saddened because of this, but yet she did not want to have a sickness that would prolong her death.
我是那样讲吗？我的意思就是说，没关系了，总之呢，就是这个病有的特色就是会连累到家人，就对了。
But one of the characteristics of sickness is that it may become a burden to the family.
啊，但是如果是发生在我们家，我们要觉得这是神给我们的功课。
But if it does happen, we have to understand this is a homework from God.
啊，神给我们的操练不是我们担当不起的。
This is a training from God, and we can handle it.
啊，有一句话说，他是我弟兄，所以他不会很重。就是当你背你自己的弟兄的时候，他再重你都不会觉得很重，为什么呢？因为他是你弟兄，只要有爱，就不会觉得负担很大。
And there's a saying that says that that person is my brother, he will never be heavy. Meaning that if that person is my brother, we'll always have the love to be able to carry his burdens.
那我们生病的时候到底要怎么办呢？
And when we are sick, what should we do?
我们要全心全意的依靠天上的神。
We have to use all our effort and our mind to depend on our God in heaven.
即使是吃药，也要全心全意的依靠天上的神。
Or even when we're taking in medicine, we have to rely on God completely.
我们看一下诗篇一百零三篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 103.
诗篇一百零三篇。
Psalm 103.
第三节到第五节。
Verses 3-5.
诗篇一百零三篇三到五节。
Psalm 103 verses 3-5.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第五节。
Verse 5.
愿意的话,
Here it says that God will heal us of all diseases. And that He will crown us with love and compassion.
他要让我们的体力好像鹰很老很头。
And that our youth and strength may be renewed like the eagle. Ahab had a son. And he fell from the second story to the first story. Ahab did not seek after the God, or the son did not seek after the God of Israel. And he sought after another God.
哦，这个以利亚啊，被神差遣了，这个，因为他差遣使者去找那个苍蝇神了，所以以利亚就在中间阻挡那个使者了。And
he sent a messenger to seek after this other god, and God sent Elijah to stop this messenger.
以利亚就说：“难道以色列没有真神吗？”
And Elijah said that does Israel not have the true God?
啊，你几下有真神不找，你去找那些不是真神的神。
That he's seeking after foreign gods and would not seek his own God.
然后你回去跟你主人讲啊，他没有下床之前会死在床上，因为他没有认定谁是真神啊。
And Elijah told the messenger to go back and tell his master that he will not be able to he'll die in bed and will not be able to step up.
所以我们要专心的来仰赖我们天上的神，无论我们看不看医生都是一样的。And
we have to completely rely on God whether or not we see a doctor.
那个其他的教派有一些叫做神医大会 Healing Crusade.
And in other churches there are Healing Crusades.
我建议大家不要去。
And I recommend that we do not go.
为什么呢？
Why is it?
我这时候印度，我觉得那个灵哦。
And in my journey through India, I found that there are many unclean spirits.
有一组人呢，虽然是最近跟我们教会亲近，以前呢，他接受很多教会的帮助，所以听了很多其他教会的道理，也接受很多其他教会的灵啊。And
there's a person in India where they received help from our church, but they also received help from many other churches.
可是我们帮他们要按手祷告，奇怪了，他也讲一种灵言，跟我们不太一样，但是也是灵言哦。
But when they were praying, when we were and the pastors were laying hands, they even though they still spoke in tongue, but their tongue was different.
但是我们手一伸出去的时候，哇，看到他们很害怕。
And when we were about to lay hands, we saw that they would cower away.
这是很痛苦啊，很害怕。
And they were cower in fear and pain.
我才发觉到说啊，很多人。 灵真的是不准哦，我们这个真耶稣要灵是，真的是神的灵哦。那我们这样子就手一伸出去，我就看到他的那种反应，就觉得说哇，有点奇妙。And I
found out that I see that there are truly many unclean spirits, and only in the true impure spirits, and in the true Jesus Church we have the Holy Spirit, and we can see I saw his reaction when I held out my hand.
如果到神医大会去，他真的用那种不是纯的灵医治你，你愿意接受吗？
And if we went on a healing crusade and they used this impure spirit to heal you, would you accept it? And the treasure is hidden inside our backyard. We do not have to go to other people's backyards to find it. That if we were to come before the Lord Jesus and pray earnestly, Lord Jesus will definitely heal us. So when we are sick, we have to have a complete understanding and trust in God. We have to completely understand the love of God. When we search for a doctor, we should not just solely rely on the doctor. Let's turn to 2 Chronicles, chapter 16.
历代志下
Second Chronicles
16章12节
Second Chronicles chapter 16 verse 12
16章12节
Second Chronicles chapter 16 verse 12
15
verse 15 Here it speaks of this king that only sought after the help of physicians and not from the Lord. And we know that there are many doctors that even when they perform surgeries, they would pray to God.
有限的。
Because man is limited.
所以感谢主，我们有现在的医学科技是好的，但是我们要注意我们的心到底在谁身上。
And thank God that even though our science of medicine is very advanced, we still have to rely on the Lord and seek help from the Lord.
永远相信神的慈爱哈。
And we also have to continue to believe in the everlasting love of God.
我们看一下诗篇的四十一篇第三节。
Let's turn to Psalm 41 verse 3.This verse is very comforting.
他说病重在他，神要扶持他。
That even the Lord will sustain him on the sick bed and restore him from his bed of illness.
神要给他铺床，神要赐给他健康。
And God will sustain him and also restore him.
所以我们要个观念哦，我们的生命啊是神保守的。神掌控的，神扶持的。
So we have to understand that our lives are controlled and kept by God.
病不能要我们的命，神才能要我们的命。
That sicknesses cannot take our lives, only God can take our lives.
如果神不允许，病怎么样也不能要我们的命。
That if it is not God's will, the sickness will never take our lives.
你看那保罗啊，那个行船啊，船都破了，船都已经沉了，破了。
And we know that when Paul was on a ship, his ship was had a big hole in it.
但是神却在耳中跟他讲说：“你放心，这个船里面的人我都要赐给你，没有一个人会死掉。”
But God told Paul that not one person on the ship will lose their life.
然后呢，这个他又漂流到个海岛，在生活的时候，怎么保罗又被蛇咬到了，毒蛇咬了
？And also when he was on this island, Paul was bitten by a poisonous snake.
大家都想说，哎呀，你这个人哦，该死啊！他在海上要死的，没死掉，现在终于可以死了。
And people on the island said that Paul deserved to die because his life was not taken in the sea, now it is taken on land.
但是又看到，哎，奇怪，这个人怎么被毒蛇咬了不死呢
？But yet they saw that Paul did not die from the snake bite.
后来保罗就利用这个机会医治了很多的土人，神借着他的手医治了，让土人来相信耶稣。
And through this, God, Paul was able to.Bring many people to come to believe.
So, 只要我们神不愿意哦，谁都没有办法拿走我们的生命啊。
So, if God is unwilling, no one can take our life.
病也没有办法拿走我们的生命啊。
Sickness cannot take our life.
病有时候只是为让神更显出他的荣耀而已啊。
Sicknesses will only be an opportunity to further glorify God.
所以我们真的是相信神为我们铺的床啊。
So we truly believe that God will sustain us.
最近有个工人到非洲去。
Recently, there was a church worker who went to Africa.
我可能跟大家讲过，他得了马拉利亚。
And he contracted malaria.
你知道马拉利亚就是有时候很冷，有时候很热。
And malaria, there will be your body will become hot and cold.
热的时候，有时候你衣服真的穿不下去的。
And it will become so hot that we will want to shut off all our clothes.
啊，这个工人实在是想说，这次大概就是这样子了。
And this worker thought this would be the end of his life.
他想一想，但是死哦，也不要给神难看了，不要丢神的脸了。
But he thought that he does not when in death he does not want to shame the Lord.
所以就起来啊，穿西装，把领带打好，躺在那里说。如果死了，人家就看到我这样可以荣耀神的名。你看，整整齐齐的，准备好了，要回家了。
So he got up and put on his suit so that if the Lord were to take his life, they can see that he would be properly dressed.
他说真的准备要走了，他已经觉得太痛苦了，准备要走了。
And he was truly prepared himself to leave.
想不到神让他一觉到天亮，一起来，这个好像不是天堂。
But when he woke up, he said that this does not look like heaven.
哎，神就这样把他医治了一个晚上，把他医治了。
But truly, God healed him that night.
所以真的哦，我们的生命在神手中呢。如果神不愿意哦，谁都没有办法伤我们毫华一根毫毛，不可能的。
And truly, our lives are in the hands of God. And if it's not God's will, no one can touch us, even an eyelash.
所以我们要有生病的时候要这样的信心呢。
So when we are sick, we need this type of faith.
那更重要是我们要为病人来祷告。
And also, we need to pray for those who are sick.
诗篇三十五篇十三节。
Let's turn to Psalm 35, verse 13.
三十五篇十三节。
Psalm 35 verse 13。
三十五篇十三节，我们从十二节开始读到十四节，十二节到十四节。
Psalm 35, let's read from verse 12 to verse 14。
从十二节开始。
哦，是。
大卫哦，他当他的敌人呐、啊，敌人向他是以恶报善的。他敌人生病的时候，大卫都进食为他们祷告。
And here, David, he would even pray and fast for his enemies.
把他们当成就好像自己的母亲一样的哀痛。
And he would cry for them as if they were his mother.
那他说这样的祷告，其实好处都归到自己的怀中啊。
And even when he prayed like this, all the blessings came upon David.
连那个敌人生病啊，大卫都这样做。
And David did this for the sickness of his enemy.
我们自己所爱的人生病了，你。所爱人生病了，你我们难道不可以更这样做吗
？And if a loved one is sick, we do even more.
我们要常常跟主耶稣讲说：“主啊，你所爱的人病了。
”We should pray to God, saying the one that you love is sick.
那我们也要有信心哦，接受教会的代祷。
And we also have to have faith and accept the prayer of the church.
雅各书第五章这样讲。
And in James chapter 5 it tells us.
你们当中有病的，就应当去找长老来为你们抹油代祷。
And where it tells us that for those who are sick, they should ask the elder to pray for him. And the prayer of the offered in faith will make the sick person well. And if the elder were to pray for him, the prayer that he will be healed. And this is a promise.
人的恩惠，人生的恩惠哦，就决定在我们对神的应许抓住的紧不紧呢？你做的越勤，我们人生的生命的恩惠就越多。
And the grace is dependent on how strongly we hold on to the promise.
所以我们有病的时候不要藏起来。
So when we are sick, let us not hide ourselves.
特别的让教会来知道，然后请教会同龄帮我们祷告。
Let's allow the church to know so that everyone can pray for the person who is sick.
因为义人所发出的祷告是大有功效的。
Because the prayer of a righteous is powerful and effective.
这是我们从这个圣经上有关于。生病的一些了解
And this is a biblical perspective in view of sickness.
当你所爱的人生病了
When a loved one is sick,
我们要记得常常为他们祷告
We have to remember to constantly pray for them.
用信心的话语来建立他们
And to encourage them with words of faith. May Lord Jesus help us all.
336.
Let's sing hymn 336.